I would suggest all of us growing up and all of us that raised families, we learned and taught the magic words, right? The magic words are please and thank you. We also learned proper manners from our parents, and we taught them to our children. We learned to dress up for special events. We learned how to greet guests when they came to our door. We would take their coat, offer them a beverage, share a meal with them, make them feel welcome. So you have to believe that Mary and Joseph taught Jesus the same kind of things we have been teaching children for years. Proper manners. Model to Jesus how to be a person of hospitality. Think for a minute how hospitality has changed in the church in your lifetime. Remember, it used to just be male ushers in suits and ties, right? Sometimes matching sports coat. They'd have those long collection baskets they'd put out and hit you in the ribs if you didn't give enough, right? You remember those? And then they'd have you a bulletin, hand you a bulletin, and usher you on the way out. And if you were coming in late, they'd squeeze you in next to somebody else, asking people to slide over into the middle of the pews, or the middle of the pews, right? So we're used to that. Now we have hospitality ministers, husbands and wives and families working together. We have name badges. We say hello. We welcome people. We shake their hands. We offer them a songbook. We serve them coffee and donuts. We strive to be warm and welcoming, to practice being a caring Catholic community. That's how we strive to do hospitality today. And then let's look at the gospel. Jesus sees the crowd, and he recognizes a teachable moment to Philip and to the other apostles that are with him. And he also remembers what his parents taught him when he was a boy, how to be a person of hospitality. He knows the stories from his youth. He would have heard that story of Elisha making sure the people were fed and not worrying about the amount that was there. Elisha said, feed them. So Jesus is remembering this as he looks at the crowd. It's time to feed them. And a young child who has been listening and learning about Jesus and knows that Jesus has been teaching about feeding and serving and giving and sacrificing says, here's what I have to share. Don't you love it? It takes a little boy to say, look what I have to share. And the boy shares it, and Jesus acts in faith. He blesses, he breaks, he shares the bread and the fish. And the people are fed, filled to the brim. But he didn't just feed them with food. He fed them with compassion. He fed them with acceptance. He fed them to teach them how to feed and to care for one another. So today we remember. We know the words of Jesus. We know he calls us to love and care. We know he teaches us to serve and to sacrifice. He inspires us to help and to heal. Today we see Jesus in action. He not only calls his disciples to think differently when he says, let's feed them, he also models to them and to us how to act differently. He says, don't worry about the cost. He says, act in faith, act in love, act with compassion. So what's the lesson for us, we ask? Do we see the needs of the hungry and the suffering around us? Do we respond in faith with generosity and compassion? Or do we doubt? Do we hoard? Do we turn away from giving? Let us remember, Jesus recognized the need. Jesus gave in love. Let's challenge ourselves to do the same. Amen.